Thunderstorm rage. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Cleanup beginning in northern Ohio as snowfall decreases.
Steady snow all day Thursday. The National Weather Service says it can't really say exactly how much snow fell because winds gusting above 30 miles an hour are causing heavy drifting. The snowplow driver telling Fox 8 in Cleveland.
This is my second time doing these driveways on this street, and it's been a long day. Good for snowplow.
The snow in northeast Ohio expected to taper off overnight before ending in time for rush hour. But the wind chill from those gusty winds will make overnight temperatures feel sub-zero.
Fox's Jack Callahan. FlightAware reporting the cancellation of over 10,000 flights between Wednesday and Friday due to the storm. Tornado killing one woman and critically injuring three others in town near Birmingham, Alabama, Thursday.
The tornado touched down coming off the river, so that's all the way across the county, the damages.
Russ Sweden, Hill County Emergency Management Director. Several homes were damaged or destroyed. Biden administration says Russia planning fake video using actors to justify invading Ukraine.
The Pentagon's press secretary, John Kirby, shared details of a propaganda video the administration says Russia could produce to fake an attack by Ukrainian forces.
Which would include corpses. And actors that would be depicting mourners.
Biden administration officials have warned of a false flag operation for weeks as tens of thousands of Russian troops remain near the Ukrainian border. Russian officials have dismissed the accusation and say it's the U.S. and Western allies spreading misinformation to heighten tensions.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Top ISIS leader blew up himself and his family during U.S. special ops raid in northern Syria Wednesday night. Fire at Rhode Island Respiratory Rehab Center sending at least two dozen patients to hospital Thursday night, according to reports. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A 21-year-old man arrested for shooting five people, killing one, on a Greyhound bus in Northern California.
Authorities in Butte County, California say 21-year-old Asadi Coleman was arrested at a Walmart after opening fire in a Greyhound bus in Oroville as it pulled into its stop. The sheriff said on the ride he'd been acting agitated and paranoid, accusing one of the passengers of being an undercover cop and showing them his gun. Butte County DA Michael Ramsey said Coleman has a juvenile record.
And was currently wanted on a warrant out of Alameda for possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. Prohibited person being youth and a prior felony.
An 11-year-old girl was injured. She's in stable condition. A 25-year-old pregnant woman is in critical condition. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The energy sector is one of the leading causes of the U.S. inflation crisis.
Oil prices, which were at $65 a barrel in December of last year, now over $88 a barrel. That's an increase of about 35%. Natural gas, even worse. December 30th, was around $3.56, now $5.50. That's around a 55% increase.
Fox Business Network's Jeff Flock in Glenside, Pennsylvania. Two more musicians exiting Spotify due to the Joe Rogan controversy.
David Crosby and Stephen Stills are joining Neil Young, Graham Nash, and Joni Mitchell in pulling their music off Spotify. In a joint statement, the musicians said they stand with Young, and until real action is taken to show that a concern for humanity must be balanced with commerce, Young pulled his music from Spotify to protest alleged COVID-19 misinformation on Rogan's podcast. Rogan has said he's not trying to promote misinformation and only wanted to have conversations with people with differing opinions. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.